print houses, have you found it hard to find really good employees to work at your print shop? Well, Justin Moore from Barrelmaker Printing dives into how he finds people, especially after he moved. He knew that people wouldn't move with him or some would churn over time. So he dives into where he finds them, and he gets into actually temp workers too, which is pretty interesting, especially as some jobs are bag and tag, or it could be higher volume at times, or there's some seasonality there. Take a listen.
You know, when you have a real big job, you could kind of take some of that money and use it to maybe hire new people, you know, and hope that that sort of pays off. So we always try and counteract a little bit. Like if we hire somebody new in production, we typically try and hire someone new sort of like on the office side of things to keep it balanced, and hope to keep pushing, you know, like being able to write up more orders to help, you know, offset the ability to print the orders. So
that's interesting. Where do you find, how do you generally hire? Where do you find good people?
That's been that's definitely a struggle. Usually we just use Craigslist. We just place an ad, and, sometimes it's like, you know, maybe someone who works here has like a friend too. So like we've done some of that too, but yeah, especially now that we're not in the city, like we have a few people who, you know, didn't do the move with us. And we kind of also knew that when we moved that we're going to lose a couple people over time. So it's a little bit, that's something that like I'm really trying to figure out right now. I just hired a few new people, and it was just using Craigslist again. You know, I think typically we just kind of post something under like the art, media, design kind of area. And I mean, it's tough because, you know, there's a lot of people who do have experience, and that's nice. But also a lot of times when you get someone with experience who's looking for a job, you don't really always know like why they're not employed, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. or they're leaving somewhere else. So we've kind of seen both sides of the spectrum where we'll hire someone with experience and the experience is actually like not very helpful, or they're used to doing something a certain way that isn't how we do it. It's almost harder sometimes than just starting with somebody who, you know, we really try and hire just based on personalities, people that we like that interview, and you feel like you can just talk to them. And then if you have a good relationship with someone and they're willing to work hard, then they'll start to learn how to do a lot of other things, you know. And so and this is something we've done more in the past year, but that's been really helpful, is using temp agencies. So I always kind of like looked down on that process of hiring just like temporary work. Mm-hmm. In screen printing, there's so many small tasks. And so, you know, for example, like sometimes we'll get a big job that all has to be folded and bagged. You know, you could go on Facebook or whatever and just get a bunch of like your friends or ask a bunch of people to come, but you'll get, you know, maybe five people commit to coming and helping out. And then, you know, two of them will be late and two of them like maybe just will blow it off last minute.
Sure.
And it's unreliable. So the cool thing about like a temp service is if you have certain jobs that really don't require a lot of training, where it's really just like the manual labor aspect, you kind of could pull out like all the stress of having to find someone last minute. And you also don't have to feel bad really that, you know, maybe you only have 2 days of work, and it's like, well, they know that right off the bat. That's how we used to hire some people, is we would be like, hey, we could use a hand for a job for like a week, and then that week's over and, you know, they're still there. And it's like, well, you kind of find other things. So we've had a lot of people who worked here in the past who just kind of stuck around. Hiring people's hard. Everyone that I talk to at other shops too, I think that's a really big struggle, is finding good people.